Stelling poll, Donald Batman Trump and Michael the Joker Moore join forces against hashtag fake energy renewables. By James Stelling poll on August 17, 2019. The world is finally waking up to the horror of bat-chomping, bird-slicing eco-crucifixes. As ever, President Trump is leading the way. He hates the wind turbines blighting the views of his golf course in Scotland. He hates the wind turbines chopping up wildlife and driving up electricity prices in the U.S. Here he is, in Pennsylvania earlier this week, giving those bird choppers both barrels. When the wind stops blowing, it doesn't make any difference, does it? Unlike those big windmills that destroy everybody's property values. Kill all the birds, the president said at a Shell petrochemicals plant in the Keystone State. Now the president has an ally so unlikely it's as if Batman teamed up with the Joker. No, really. Guess which corpulent fake Ordinary Joe millionaire filmmaker has now produced a new documentary, sticking the boot into the renewable energy scam. Yes, Michael Moore is the producer of Planet of the Humans, a documentary which shows the renewables industry is just as vulnerable to attack from the left as it is from the right. Planet of the Humans isn't yet available on commercial release. But this article gives a good idea of the content. Forget all you have heard about how renewable energy is our salvation. It is all a myth that is very lucrative for some. Feel good stuff like electric cars, etc. Such vehicles are actually powered by coal, natural gas, or dead salmon in the Northwest. According to the piece's author Michael Donnelly, Planet of the Humans is the most important documentary of the century. And perhaps he's right. I certainly cannot think of a more egregious Enron-style scam than the global renewables industry. I once got myself in trouble with the Australian Press Commission for quoting an Australian farmer saying that wind farm industry truers were as bad as pedophiles. But I think this is unfair on pedophiles who are often quite incapable of controlling their ugly urges. People in the wind industry, on the other hand, engage in their disgusting activities by choice. Trump's objections to wind turbines are part environmental, all those birds and bats they kill, and partly economic, property blight, rising energy costs. Texas had a taste of this economic damage earlier this week when electricity prices soared to $9,000 a megawatt hour, the result of a combination of extreme heat and the increased dependency of the grid to erratic, unpredictable, unreliable wind power. Wind power generation in the region has plunged for three straight days, grid data compiled by Bloomberg show. Britain, too, has had its share of renewables-induced misery when it recently experienced its worst blackout in years. As Paul Homewood notes, the two companies responsible for the power outage, one a gas-powered station belonging to German-owned RWE, the other a monstrously inefficient wind farm owned by Ørsted, formerly Dong, are acting like the blackout never happened. Presumably, they are relying on the likely possibility that the inquiry into the incident will be a whitewash. What we do know is that people who understand the problems with renewable energy have been predicting these blackouts and brownouts for years. To repeat what the great Christopher Booker wrote in 2009 of the impending renewables disaster. Let us be clear, Britain is facing an unprecedented crisis. Before long, we will lose 40% of our generating capacity. And unless we come up quickly with an alternative, the lights will go out. That's because, as we saw in South Australia, power cuts are a feature, not a bug, of electricity grids heavily dependent on renewable energy. The Australian government is now suing wind farm operators over the 2016 South Australian blackout, because they allegedly failed to meet their performance requirements. Powerful though they are, the economic and environmental arguments against the wind industry have done little to stall the dash for renewables in many Western countries. That's because the wind industry is a perfect storm of moral corruption and vested interests in which the very people who ought to be opposing it, capitalists and environmentalists, are the ones with their snouts deepest in the trough. Greenies love renewables for ideological reasons. Capitalists, the crony variety, because of the vast subsidies. This is why Michael Moore's broadside against wind is so welcome. The renewables industry is well used to attacks from the right, which it can easily dismiss by pretending that its critics are ideologically biased science deniers in the pay of big oil. What it's not used to is attacks from its ideological soulmates on the left. As Turning Point's Charlie Kirk is wont to argue, If you want to defeat a leftist, don't bother trying to beat him on facts and logic, but rather try to remove from him the one thing he really cares about, the moral high ground. Moore's documentary, by the sounds of it, makes a pretty good hash of showing that the virtue-signaling billionaires pushing renewables aren't really in it to save the world. All they really care about is the money. As Michael Donnelly writes, McKibben is shown twice praising biomass. They gave him every chance to condemn it. Interspersed with a scene of a mountaintop removal operation in his home state of Vermont dash for a wind farm. Robert Kennedy Jr. informs his fellow millionaires of all the profits to be made on green energy. Al Gore basically admits it's all about diversion and profits. Branson, like Elon Musk, of course, is solely in it for the money. Fellow billionaire Michael Bloomberg got down to it and basically bought the Sierra Club with tens of millions in donations tied to the club promoting one of his cash cows. Fracked natural gas, as the bridge fuel to a green energy future. Trump gets it. Michael Moore gets it. If only one of them could have a word with Boris Johnson.